my very special guest is David Sarita. David, I wanted to ask you a question, poignant question. Based upon these experiences that you've had with extraordinary bliss, ecstasy, that kind of thing, I've experienced lots of good times in my life, and I realize that once those good times are over, I'm often left with a sense of longing, perhaps even a sense of regret that those times are no longer with me, and I spend the rest of my time trying to get it back. Is this in any way familiar to you?
Well, yeah, it's harder with spiritual experiences like this, because I can say, you know, the great times I've had with my friends, but the times, you know, the good times I've had skiing and skydiving, and, you know, think of the best sex and love and intimacy I've ever had in my life. And I think how there are these huge gaps in life where you don't connect into those places of normal human, you know, enjoyment, and how deep the longing is there. When I got back from the seven heavens, the longing was so intense to be with God and to be in heaven that there was nothing I could do on earth that could compare to it. And it was actually later than that, the experience in 1987, that 86, the end of 86, that I took up skydiving, and I said, you know, I want to just take up skydiving because it'll increase the odds that I would just, you know, accidentally die, and I would get to go back. And I went to India. I asked, you know, I met with the Dalai Lama. I met with all these high Buddhist lamas, and I said, does anybody know where I was? Like, where was I in the universe? And it wasn't until I read this Buddhist Lankavatara Sutra that there was a clear description that the Buddha had described, even in the Dhammapada, these seven super states of consciousness, and that when he was born as Prince Siddhartha, it took him 400 lifetimes up to that point to perfect the samadhis 1 through 6, which are all the ones that I went through. The super luminous fields that I went through are the six levels of samadhi that precede nirvana. And nirvana starts at the seventh. And I had never crossed the seventh. I saw it, and it's so unimaginable to even be in the sixth. But what the Buddha was saying in the sutra is samadhis 1 through 6 are just practice. They're not permanent states of consciousness, which is why you go into it, and then it's gone. And then you long for it like crazy. You have to find out how to get back in it. And then you eventually find out. And, you know, now I can get into the first, second, and third on my own through meditation. You know, it's taken me years, mega years, to be able to do that. But I can't get anywhere near the sixth on my own. And to cross the seventh, there's a choice to go into extinction, because in the seventh, you literally disappear into super fields of levels of ecstasy that are, you're not a body, you're actually the whole universe. And that's why nirvana is called extinction, because you decide, I don't want to be a person anymore, I just want to merge with the totality of the universe. But at that point, Buddha says you have this choice to be a bodhisattva and come back and help others. And the bodhisattvas eventually become so powerful, they can create whole paradise realms with their minds, whole heaven realms, where disciples can live for thousands of years before they ever have to come back to a horrible place like this is becoming. And they eventually attain the eighth and the ninth. Well, in deep Christian mysticism, in the Nag Hammadi Library, there's a gospel called the Treatise on the Eighth and the Ninth, and the Eighth and the Ninth Heavens are exclusively for these super beings. You know, people eventually attain these super, super levels of compassion and want to house or create paradise in heaven realms for other beings to live on.